This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Are you listening for what God might have to say to you today? That's the reason that we meet together at this time each weekday morning, so that we can hear from God. That's what the Bible is here for. It's not just to make us theologically smarter or people who know more. It's not a badge of honor that you know what the Bible says. No. The Bible has been put there as God's communication to us, God's self-revelation, showing us who he is, what he's like. Also, God uses it as a message to our hearts that he makes living and speaks to you personally through it, not just to everybody generally. And also in it, he shows us how to live lives that are pleasing to him, how to love him with our lives. We're looking this week at this great theme in the Bible of God's provision for our lives. And today we want to look at how to get in the pathway of God's blessing for us. And I want to go back to the Old Testament and to a message from Moses to the people of God in his day. This is what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I command you today, then the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you, if you obey the Lord your God. Well, there's no missing the Lord's message to us today, is there? And that is this, that obedience is the pathway to blessing. Obedience to God is the pathway to blessing from God. Now, that word obedience gets up our noses a little bit, doesn't it? It's not a very in concept today, is it? In our postmodern, self-actualized, do-what-fulfills-you world, obedience, it sounds a little bit restrictive, old-school, fundamentalist. But do you know that God's will for you is not restrictive, it's freeing. It's not something that makes your life less, rather it makes your life so much more. Jesus said that he came so that we could have a life that is flourishing, overflowing with blessing. We are God's children. He loves us so much. Do you know God is eager to bless you? And so he encourages us constantly in Scripture to move into the pathway of his blessing. And that pathway of his blessing is the pathway of obedience to him. Do you see what it said? All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Well, of course, in our personal, living, loving relationship with God, we don't obey God just to get a blessing from him. We obey him because he's God, because he has the right to be obeyed. His identity gives him intrinsic authority. And also, we obey him because we love him and want to bring him joy. Those are our motivations. But as we obey and honor him, he also pours out blessing on us. I'm John North.